Let her rip, brother.
Okay, from the top. Hey, everybody.
Hey, anyone? It's the Spy vs. Spy Podcast for July 23rd, Monday, 2:43 p.m.
CST. Yeah, it's 2007. It's episode one. What are we up to right now?
America.
We do this every time. We do this every time, and we never know what number it is. You know why?
What?
We know no limits.
That's right. Why number it? That just makes it seem like it's going to end.
It's 144.
There you go.
Isn't that... Is that a gross? What is that? Is that
yep. It's gross.
It's Gross Monday, everybody.
That's right.
Okay, all our grossest show of all
the
time.
The big gross out.
Yeah, I don't think I'm prepared for that.
No?
No, although... Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe we'll see.
Maybe.
Hi, Itis.
Well, hello.
The end. That's all I got. What's up? What's kids doing back there?
Oh, just pillow fight.
Cool. Cool. Did you tell them that the floor is lava?
The floor is lava, you guys. The floor is lava. Yep.
Works every time.
Yep. No, but the couch is dragons. So, take your pick. The chair is a shark.
Oh, God.
Yep. On your couch? Okay, that's a raft. Made of spiders.
And the pillows are harpoons.
Yeah. Made of sharks.
Made of lightning bolts.
Bolts.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, I tidied up, I drew some Tom McHenry.
Yeah, that was nice. That looked good.
Yeah.
That's like, almost like real drawn.
Well, almost. Well, I cheated.
No offense, but...
Yeah. No, I cheated.
By looking at a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not cheating.
Those are all from your Flickr account.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So, in a way, I drew them.
Yeah, really. You did. I inked them with pencil.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm practicing drawing the Tom McHenry. And, I don't know, picked up a bunch of toys and stuff. Made myself a delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
Consisting of, onions and carrots and celery and radishes with the greens attached, because I like radish greens.
Hmm.
And, spinach and couscous and imitation crab meat.
So really, all those vegetables were just a garnish for the couscous.
Boy, it was... Probably, let's see if we can break this down.
Was it couscous with vegetables, or was it salad with couscous?
Well, this was all pan-fried vegetables. Not, you know, I mean, steamed.
So it was a stir-fry.
Yeah, kind
of. And instead of rice, you had couscous.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say that
Not that a stir-fry has to have rice, but...
It's probably 60 to 70% vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say 60...
10% mineral.
60% vegetable.
Was maybe it larger than 20%, a
20% crab meat and 20% couscous.
Hmm. That's all right.
Yeah, it's fucking great. A little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of dill, a little bit of whatchamacall, oregano.
Yeah.
It's fucking
great.
I
haven't eaten anything yet today. I just had my coffee.
It was a giant pile, and then I only ate about half of it, wadded up the other half into my cheek to eat later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe why my voice sounds a little weird.
Put it in a tortilla or something.
Maybe. That might be a good idea.
Wrap it up.
Later I realized
bundle.
I had peas that I could have put in there, and peas would have been good, because I had already decided, well, it's couscous, so I'm not going to eat that with chopsticks. So since I was already in fark mode,
yeah.
I could have added some peas.
Sure.
Because I made some ramen with some peas in it the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking A. You know what I mean?
I
could eat everything about it, all the vegetables and shit I put in there, and the noodles and everything. I eat all that with chopsticks, but then I got down to the peas. And
well,
like,
how do you eat the broth? You don't eat that with chopsticks.
No, I drink it at the end.
Smart guy.
No,
you can drink.
I don't like a lot of broth either, though. I like to keep my ramen as dry as I can.
You ever put an egg in it?
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll get a new pillow.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah, I have put egg in it before, but usually I'm not patient enough to let the egg not be poisoned.
It doesn't take very long for that.
Yeah, I guess. It was definitely not long enough, and it gave me issues. in the guts. But that was back when I was having gut issues all the time.
Well, then, if that's the case, what you do, here's what you do, is if you're boiling water anyway, right? You got water on the stove. Put the egg in there for a little bit. Parboil it, right?
Sure. Just,
I don't know how long you need to parboil. Like, it's only like 10 seconds or something or whatever. Yeah. You stick that in there, and that kills all the shit. Mm-hmm. And then no matter what, you won't get sick from it.
Hmm.
And it'll still be a proper egg. And that's what you do if you're ever paranoid about using raw egg in, oh, I don't know, say like a Caesar salad dressing or something like that. If you're really paranoid about that, you could parboil the egg and kills the salmonella.
All right, then.
Yeah. Yeah, use raw egg in that. And also sometimes if you make like a carbonara sauce or something, just throw an egg in the pasta like that.
I suppose chickens probably don't have oral sex very much, huh?
No.
So this chicken vagina has just got to be salmonella factories, basically, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that's why you can't, right?
They didn't invent beak dams, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's a market we could tap. The official Spiros is by beak dam.
Gross. Hey, that's our first gross thing of the show.
I think we could make them out of, you know, those kind of triangular pencil topper erasers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Put that on there.
Right.
Sure.
Go to town.
Why not?
Awesome.
Yikes.
That's all I got.
Yeah. The other night we were Ollie and I were trying to find out. Our friend Nathan said he basically said he would never eat poop, no matter what. And I'm like, well, dude, you probably already have, and you just don't know it. But,
oh, sure.
I mean, I think we all have. And but we were trying to like get out of him like what it would take for him to eat his own poop.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your own poop, not somebody else's. And it went on for like an hour trying to like, would you do it for this? And it came down to like basically he just said he would never, never, ever. Even if it meant, you know, ending world hunger. Not through his own poop, but, you know.
Right.
He wouldn't do it for any amount of money. And I know some people can't be bought, and money is meaningless to some people. So, you know, that's not always a good... You wouldn't do it for $1 million? Well, you're stupid. You're dumb because you don't like money. But, yeah, it turns out he wouldn't do it to save the world either, so...
All it would take for me is to be able to reach.
I think I would probably do it for $1,000. I don't think I would do it for much less than that. That's my limit.
It's got to be... price per gram for me. I would need
true. It does, yeah, it definitely does depend on that.
Like a teaspoon, yeah, $1,000, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't mean like a full load, you know.
No. How much for a full load?
Jeez, I don't know. But maybe you're right. Maybe it has to be by weight, by volume.
Yeah.
And like, would you drink it or would you just swallow it? What would be the best way to do that? And here's the thing, do you mix it in with other food to like, to soften the blow, or you know, does that just prolong
the agony? Definitely.
Yeah. So you know, things to think about.
I would say here's what I would do. Here's my plan. Into a sausage casing.
Yep.
Make it a works dog. A little onion, ketchup, mustard, slice of pickle. Mm. Basically, a Chicago dog. Mm-hmm. But I would have a Chicago dong of my own turd, as long as it was sausage casing with a little snap to it, and, you know, the poppy seed bun.
Now, what if you dried it all out, powdered it up, compressed it up into little pills, and just swallowed the pills?
I don't know. That might be, like, a technicality. There'd probably be a clause in the... Because, you know, I mean, if we're talking about that kind of money, there's going to be a contract. There's going to be...
Oh, of course.
...lawyers involved.
Oh, I wouldn't do it otherwise. Otherwise, the person would just go, ha-ha, you ate your own poop and walked away, so...
You think once the, what's that called? Once the gleam's off the, you know, the apple of the, competitive eating, you think it will go to competitive shit eating?
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be good.
It'll be like the next series of Fear Factor.
Or I suppose they could just have a line of people behind the competitive eaters. Like second stage.
Like a relay race or something?
Yeah, totally.
Hand off that.
Because I bet that Kobayashi would get a few more dogs down if there was someone just sucking the shit right out of them.
Good lord. but all this came about...
Just pulling it through.
Because... like, my theory is the next stage in human evolution is when we start eating our own poop.
Yeah.
Because then we're no longer, like, so that's the first stage of no longer being dependent on our environment.
And, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, sort of using up resources and stuff. If all our resources are our own poop and we're constantly doing that, you know, I think that's the next stage in human evolution where we're no longer dependent on our environment and we can start becoming sort of, like, self-sustaining, like, you know, organisms. And then pretty soon, like, well, not pretty soon, it'll take a long time after that, but that's, you know, well on our way to no longer needing our bodies and just becoming beings of pure intellect and energy. And then,
yeah,
you know, it's like, so basically what we need to do, we need to focus all of our energy and brain power into making Star Trek style replicators.
Okay. You know?
And
they convert the poop into creme brulee.
Yeah, or maybe it's not. That's too science fiction. Probably what we need is some little like programmable virus or some nanobot thing that will go into our poop matter and just rearrange the atoms and turn it into a cheeseburger or something. You know?
Yes, agree.
Once we have our own little armies of viruses or nanobots or whatever is to do that, that's the next stage in human evolution. So
it's all plutons and electrons, right?
Exactly. Everything's just, you know, just rearrange matter. Just, you know, and then once we're no longer, like, everyone has their own, like, amount of waste that they're constantly recycling, and you're not, you know, you're not even cutting down trees or anything. Like, you wouldn't even need to build houses out of wood or anything. So, like, you could just rearrange the matter.
Agree.
Yeah.
I think rather than trying to, because there's lots of, you know... Okay, one, I think we'd grow solar cells on our bodies before we had to eat our own poop, because there's no energy in poop. There's nothing we can gain from eating our own poop.
Well, only if you can rearrange the matter.
I suppose you lose weight.
Yeah, well...
You know, like celery, you use more calories eating celery.
We'll just become floating brains, right? And we'll use most of our own body matter for whatever we feel like.
Yeah. So. All dick.
sure. I mean, if
I think the other deal is, I think rather than trying to solve the like energy crisis, like you know, like alternative sources of energy, like the cars and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
I think what we really need is an all-consuming fire. Mm-hmm. You know, that we can like, you know, because there's like radioactive waste and stuff.
Mm.
There should be something that kills that. Like we should invent some kind of weapon that, like, destroys anything you put into it, you know? Okay. Like, completely, and, like, emission-free. Like, you can flush your radiation shit in there, and it's completely, completely disintegrated.
Ultimately nullified?
Ultimately nullified, absolutely.
I don't know what we'd call it, but...
We could put all of our garbage in there, you know?
Yeah, okay, and then what? And then it would pump out energy?
No.
What would it do?
Well, then we could keep using the right, you know, nuclear power and all that shit, you know.
Oh,
as long as
we
wouldn't be polluting, you know, and
okay.
All the pollution aspects would be completely wiped away because you could go ahead and put everything...
Right, so you're saying is
into the all-consuming fire.
Yeah, it's not that we should be looking for better, more efficient, cleaner energy sources. It's more like, well, no, if we just find a way to clean up better, then...
That's right.
What's the difference?
Invent the ultimate cleanser. You know, I don't care how it works. Maybe it poops all of our junk into another dimension. That's fine. That dimension's never going to come fuck with us, right? So we just go ahead and just keep flushing everything into, you know, into a space hole.
Or the sun.
Yeah, why not? The sun's so big, it's not going to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. But so what can I do? What can I do short term?
Well, you could
poop
start...
Poop into campfires?
You could poop... Yeah, totally. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's all it takes. Maybe all those teenage 50s pranksters with their bags of flamings are definitely on the money, you know?
Mm.
Maybe they were solving world... Maybe they weren't even the rapscallions that we made them out to be. Maybe they were just really trying to solve ecological issues.
Hmm.
They're trying... This is my presentation. I'm going to give this to my principal. I'm going to set this bag of shit on fire. Mm-hmm. And then he'll see then what it will take to rescue the Earth from its certain demise.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to go green, Brian? How are you minimizing your carbon footprint? You don't drive, that's a plus.
That's true, I don't. I take public transit, and when I don't need to do that. I walk as much as I can.
See, you're already better than America.
Yeah.
So.
And, I don't know, that's about it. I still produce the same amount of garbage as everybody else, though.
I don't
have a toilet I just dump right into the wastebasket.
That episode of Futurama. Right into the hamper.
Yeah. That episode of Futurama, where you know that one?
No.
They have to make all the garbage to, like, because, you know, like, in the past, they send a big garbage rocket into the sun or out into space to get rid of all the garbage on Earth. And then it was coming back to Earth, so they had to shoot it down with another big garbage ball. But in the future, no one knew how to make garbage because they were so clean there. And so Fry had to help them learn how to make garbage.
Nice.
And he was an expert because he said for a month his toilet broke and he just went right into the garbage can.
That's gross.
It's totally gross.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is a gross episode. This is Gross Monday, so why not, right?
Yeah. There we go.
You ever go into... Okay, and this is not like a gas station bathroom. Just like an office bathroom or like maybe at a mall. Not somewhere totally gross. Somewhere like reasonable, you know? And have you ever just seen like someone like... putting shitty toilet paper like not down the toilet and somewhere else in the area?
I have often scared myself. I thought maybe no, I've never seen it, but I've always been kind of afraid of it. Like that's scary and gross.
It is gross because I went to I think it was actually I can't remember if it was at work. I think it might have been. No, yeah. It wasn't at work. It was somewhere else. Shit. But it was somewhere that wasn't, like, you know, you go to, like, a gas station, and you expect it to be just disgusting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, but this was at some office or some, I can't even remember where the heck it was. But, yeah, there was, like, someone had left some used toilet paper on the side as if that was, like, oh, I did everyone a favor by not flushing this or something.
Right.
I don't know what they were thinking, and I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I've seen that in someone's wastebasket before. Wastebasket. Like, you know, next to the toilet and stuff. Maybe that's where I saw it, or something like that. And I was like, maybe it was a restaurant. I don't know, but it was just like...
I've read about them eco-vegans that use the thing. They you know, they wiped their butt on rags, and they got a big laundry bag of shit rags.
With
and
they,
you know.
just put on, like, an oven mitt? turn it inside out after you're done?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things we should invent.
it'll
be like one of those magic erasers, you know?
Oh, totally. Spy magic ass eraser, I love
it. Yeah, and you just wash it off after?
Sure.
Like, okay, I would be for, like, yeah, if there was a way, and if it was going to reduce, like, tons of waste, it'd be good for the planet, if they were like, okay, put on the special glove, wipe your ass with it, and then just wash it after, and they, like, provide a, like, bleach sink or something, or a, I don't know what, like, I don't think that's that bad of an idea,
yeah.
But really, it's all about the bidet.
Yeah.
I think
maybe some kind of, okay, right, along the lines of the beak game.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is, okay, get your key, like a flared base, basically like a butt plug. With the hole in the end that goes all the way through, so you can just, when you're gonna go, you just put it in, you just poop it out, and then nothing actually touches your outer buttular area.
Oh,
so
you just have like a little hose.
Rinse your poop tube, and then you're ready to go.
It'd be like an ass trumpet.
Yeah, totally. Because then no mess will mess you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. And then...
Let's do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything wrong with that.
And
You got to clean the ass trumpet out after.
Yeah, I suppose. But to facilitate cleaning, the inside of the ass trumpet could actually be shaped like those fruit slicers, you know, so that you get like big steak fries of poo rather than.
Why is that good?
Having a log jam on the inside? No, I just think steak fries would.
I want mine to be a star shape.
Well, the inside.
Crescent moon.
Okay.
Just the Play-Doh,
spaghetti.
The Play-Doh, yeah, the Play-Doh haircutting attachment there.
Totally.
Which was the same as the spaghetti one, but...
I wouldn't want to have to work too hard, though, I don't think. Because when I was a kid, I broke the handle on my Fun Factory, and I don't want that to apply to...
Maybe it could just be like a shower head.
Oh, yeah.
Adjustable shower head.
Totally.
Yeah.
Missed.
Yuck. Oh, All right. Well, it's
not bad. It's, not bad.
It's Gross Monday, so everyone send in your
doing a good job. Doing a good
send
job.
In your grossness to us right now, and we'll read it out on the air.
Yeah, right now. You got the clock's ticking.
Got any callers? I mean, the phone boards are lighting up.
Guy in the collars?
We might like a dog collar?
No, like, yeah. it could be like, okay, for those of you ladies who like to go au naturel,
mm-hmm.
If you've got, like, dudesmiths who often complain about your lady mange,
mm-hmm.
you could have a smart little collar, you know, maybe
it
with
would,
a little necktie.
It would necktie. Be like a headband that puts your bangs back, right?
Yeah, but it could be shaped like a shirt collar, you know, like a dickie, you know?
Mm.
And you just...
I like it.
Right over there, and it just smooths all the furs down and everything, and then, you know, it's easy access to the baby cave.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know who Mike Royer is?
What?
You know who Mike Royer is?
No.
Some comics dude. I was reading the, earlier today, I was reading a little bit of this Jack Kirby collector. And there's a funny little thing in here. I guess he did this job one time where he had to take all these old 40s and 50s romance comics. This was in the 70s, you know, early 70s. And he had his job was to put bell bottoms and contemporary hairdos on all of them, like light box, you know, the originals. And he had to light box, you know, appropriate bell bottoms and hairdos and rubber cement them on over.
He had to add muff?
Yeah, I guess. Burly tumble muff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a funny gig.
It really,
you know,
is.
Like, oh, the story worked perfectly. This old 40s romance story, exactly
right.
What we're looking for. The only thing is the pant legs.
It's still okay to smack women on the ass and tell them to go make you a sandwich?
I could just totally go for an ass sandwich right now.
Oh, my God.
One of them ass smack sandwiches with the steak fries?
That's right. Swanson's horny man dinner.
Grode.
Yeah.
I just
you know what, it was something I was thinking about the other day.
What?
This is not really related to any of that. So
was
sorry.
Was it my chili restaurant? Were you thinking about my chili restaurant? Remember my chili restaurant?
Chili restaurant.
You remember my all you could eat chili restaurant?
I don't remember that.
Really?
Let's go down a trip down memory lane.
A trip down you don't remember it lane.
Sweet rap, she'd be great, bop.
It's a chili restaurant. It's an all you can eat chili restaurant. But there's no utensils, and the chili is served in
a toilet bowl.
No rubber asses, and you just belly up to the bar there, and you pick out the butt you like. You know, it could be all different. You know, you get one for every taste. You know, and the chili just kind of keeps, you know, stays on the
celebrity
level.
Celebrity asses, maybe.
I suppose.
Okay,
all
right.
But yeah, you just you know, you go ahead and dig in, eat all the chili you want, and it's just like, you know, it's bottomless. It just keeps rising, you know, to a predetermined level. You know, you could be the type like, oh, I like to suck my chili out a little bit at a time, or I like to actually have to, you know, tongue my chili out and everything. So,
but they would after you left, they would have to squeeze out a bit of remainder there just in case there was like some backwash action or something.
Yeah,
there would be a little bit of waste each time, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
For sanitary purposes,
but then you know, above, you know, or below, depending on your preferred orientation. Like, suppose you wanted sour cream. Mm-hmm. There could be a separate anatomically appropriate dispenser there where you just, you know, toggle a little nub there and a little sour cream poots forth from the baby cave.
Melted cheese.
Sure, whatever you like. You just, you got to rub it in the right direction. I think it's a fantastic idea. I think you could charge a lot of money and save a lot of money and make a lot of money. I think there'd be a lot of money involved.
I guess, yeah. What about a dessert bar?
Ooh. Like what?
Candy container.
What?
Candy container.
Candy container.
Yeah, the Asagor bouncer thing with candy container. you could have like a soft serve and hot fudge sundae area.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All dicks, of course.
Sprinkles.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Splendid.
No, what I was thinking of...
Right.
This is not a potential... Well, this is a potential idea.
Okay.
I was thinking... Okay, I was on the bus. I always think on the bus.
Yeah.
And You know those like baby strollers that are, they're really big, right? Those, they're getting bigger and bigger, and there are like all-terrain vehicle style.
Oh, I know,
like,
it. Yeah,
they're like 8 times the size of like the ones they had like 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
They're just like, they're double wide, but only for one little baby. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And someone, some lady was putting one of those on the bus, and it was taking up a lot of room. But like, that's okay because, you know, you put up with that because it's babies and
sure.
you know, they need to be safe and all that. So I'm like, that's okay. But
I mean, ours has 8 air-filled tires. Seriously, it came with a pump and it has 8 air-filled tires.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it like a mask transforming car or something?
It does transform into folded up, but yeah.
Well, anyway, but then I noticed the mother was like about equally as wide as the thing. And I was thinking, you know, if you're going to take up that much room with your baby and all your baby crap, you should do everyone a favor and take up a little less room yourself.
Yeah, take that.
And so, what I was thinking is that, what if there was, like, a little booth that before you left the house, you had to make sure that everything that you were taking with you had to fit inside this whatever...
Oh, like when you go to ride a plane?
Volume.
Like for your carry-on like, luggage?
Yeah, yeah. It has to, like, if it's any bigger than this, you can't... don't leave
it. Gotta leave it home, yeah.
Yeah, like, pare down, because you're just going to get in the way, and it's just going to be a pain in the ass, right?
Love it.
So it's like, if you're going to have a great big baby thing and all this baby stuff, like, make sure that you fit inside that with it, and you're not taking up the amount of space that 3 people would take up.
Maybe a midget au pair is in your future.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's various ways to deal with it. And I'm not saying that I hate fat people.
Or that you love midgets.
Or anything like that. Not at all. It's just... You know, for the sake of a streamlined, efficient outdoor society, you know, same thing with cars. You know, like cars shouldn't be allowed to be as big, unless like.
Are you talking about cars, Chris?
Maybe. I don't know. It was just an idea.
We got some new cars yesterday.
Is the evil McQueen one?
No, that's a custom. I didn't order any of those customs online, but. Looks like we got a caller. Probably time to hit the high and hearty anyway, isn't it?
Caller, go ahead.
Yeah. Caller was across the room, plugged into the charger.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to hit the short and dusties.
Yep.
All right. That was a good show.
Yeah. That was very.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, as always.
Thanks for your help, everyone.
Yep. And,
I guess everyone now rush out and hit up the penis. Okay, you got to stroke that penis. Maggie's a little bit crestfallen that you guys aren't utilizing her wonder tool.
Yeah, I mean we would, but it's not. We already
not,
said
we're not we're, supposed to.
That's not. We're not. It's not our place. So
Our place is to say the things for you to put in the thing.
That's
so
right.
So if anyone needs help typing or whatever, if you want to call and leave an audio Wikipedia entry. We'll have
one of our interns type it up.
Yeah. Sounds good.
John Hill.
Yeah. So, safe travels, everyone. We'll catch you on the Tomorrowance with new tales of... Tomorrow's going to be the Baker's Gross, so we can rip into that shit.
Baker's Gross. I like it.
Yep.
Send in your bipedus.
Driving the soft orange glow, driving the sea of tang, driving the soft orange glow.
Okay,
you take it easy there, bro.
Yeah.
You nailed it. That was good.
Yes.
In your face. Universe.
Chili butt.